This is Carmen, and I'd like to thank you for listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. I got out of the car to walk into Beanie's Brew, and my body felt weak. I was glad for the cooler weather because no one could see how much I was shaking. I'm a big guy. When people see me, they usually think I'm a lumberjack. The beard alone would make you think that. But no matter how big and fearless I appeared on the outside, I was walking into a coffee shop and I knew I'd walk out with a piece of me missing. As soon as I walked through the door that I took too long to open because of my nerves, I heard my name being called by the barista. I thought it must have been someone else because I'd just gotten there. "Here you go, sir. Your wife already ordered for you. It's the Beanie Double Brew Double Cream, right?" The barista looked at me, waiting to hand me the drink, and I wanted her to make small talk so I could avoid what was coming, but it was not my lucky day. My shoulders slumped like I was a kid in trouble when I noticed them in the corner chatting like old friends. I guess at that point they still were. "Yeah, thanks," I muttered, reaching for the coffee like it was a dog that would bite me if I wasn't careful. I took in a deep breath and headed towards the table. Kissed my wife on the forehead and sat across from her next to Nicole. I was nervous and they could both tell. Nicole more so, but maybe I didn't give my wife enough credit. Nicole began to look nervous, but tried to sit up straight and speak directly to my wife, who quickly cut her off. My wife said she knew we were there because I realized I was into men and women, and that was okay with her because she also knew all along and was glad I said something to someone finally, even though it would have been nice if I talked to her about it first. I was relieved she'd be okay with the idea of me being with someone else. I thought, maybe this wouldn't be as bad as I anticipated. I almost let out a full breath in relief. I told her she was a bit off base though. I was into someone else, but it wasn't a man. It was Nicole, and that I didn't want what we built for years to end, but expand rather. I wanted an open relationship where she could date other people and I could date Nicole. I told her just like I rehearsed, except my voice cracked and shook like a building during an earthquake. I broke down how it could work and how it could change things for the better. I'd known she'd been with other people during our marriage, but didn't realize until being with Nicole why it didn't bother me like I thought it would. She looked calm. She tried to seem pleasant and perky as if we were all old ladies at a garden party. That made it somehow creepier, but I thought maybe I was overreacting. "Jeannie is my best friend," she kept saying while she just stared into her coffee cup. "We were raised like family for a time when her mom was in jail and they couldn't find her father. I thought that was a bond that can never be broken. But I'll learn to live with this new normal. I will." I wasn't sure what to say to that. I wanted to be happy, but I felt sick the more she spoke. I began to get a bit lightheaded, maybe from all the nervousness. It wouldn't be the first time something like that happened to me. It had just been a while. I remember we all talked for a bit. My wife needed some time to adjust, but she wasn't opposed to it. In fact, she was considering it. It made perfect sense. Or maybe I just wanted it to, but still, that's what happened. Next thing I remember was things just going gray, but leaving Beanie's Brew and thinking I was fine. I don't remember getting home, driving there, or anything. I just remember I woke up at home, lying down beside the sofa with a lock of Jeannie's hair between my fingers and her limp body laying across from me. I know it sounds like I'm making this up to get myself out of this trial, but trust me, I'm not. I don't know how she did it. But I'm telling you, my wife knew about the affair before Nicole or I walked into that coffee shop, and she set me up. She made sure it would look like I killed her, but I love Nicole. So please help me. I can't go to prison for this. I've seen you in here before. You think no one sees you, but I see you. You watched people. You were there that day. So please, will you help me? Thank you for listening to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Bad Alibi Podcast. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.